Andrew Kelleher, very good morning to you.
Very good morning, Mike.
Mean old day for the warehouse.
Yeah, much talked about yesterday morning, wasn't it? The fact that one of our most recognisable retail brands shut up shop for an hour or so yesterday morning. So what was going on? What was announced? It depends a little bit on who you listen to, Mike, really. But if you go to the statement out of the warehouse, they're talking about a reduction of up to the equivalent of 320 full-time roles, or between 500 to 750 staff, if you sort of talk about part-time, fixed-term, or casual roles. And the company said that yesterday that the meeting centred on proposed rostered hours changes, which feels like it doesn't mean, you know, job losses really, doesn't it? But I also, what wasn't reported as prominently yesterday is this continue of the move to have all the staff move to the living wage. So they are lifting all of their staff onto the living wage. So there's another wage increase coming for warehouse staff as well. But it does come amidst other changes. So you've got head office staff, staffing levels are being reduced. This is the introduction of the agile approach. You've got store restructurings as well. And we know that that's just corporate speak for they're closing them down. The union contends that the COVID-19 environment's being used as a smokescreen for these changes. But look, I think that the current environment is probably accelerating and highlighting the need for the warehouse to make these changes. And I think that's probably understandable. I suppose, Mike, the interesting question is, does this reflect broader employment pressures out there? And I think it probably does. I think that broader employment picture only really starts to clarify and become, you know, clearer over the next couple of months, maybe even longer. But I suspect sort of September, when we get that election, I think the employment's going to be right up there in terms of one of the main talking points. You know, the warehouse has got a whole host of factors it's dealing with. COVID-19 is just one of them. It's got changing retail patterns, you know, when you shop, how you shop, competition as well, and the shift to online retail. So there is a lot going on, I think, for the warehouse. And this is an environment, though, Mike, just as a little bit of a counter to this, I do note that evidence of the economic recovery does keep trickling in, and it looking better than expected. I mean, I'm just looking at some CoreLogic retail, those retail property indicators. Mortgage activity is up 10% on this time last year, Mike. I mean, it's well down year to date, but it's up 10%. Apparently, very robust activity still in the retail area. And the BNZ, that performance of manufacturing and the performance of services, you know, looking pretty good. So there is a counter to what was, you know, sounded like quite a negative outcome yesterday.
Talk to me about PushPay. What's going on there?
Yeah, so PushPay is listed on the NZX. Not everybody might know it. PushPay Holdings, it's basically an online donor management system. So it's used by thousands of churches, particularly in the US. So you go to church, you don't chuck the money in the little donation basket anymore. You do it through your phone. Now, the share price on the 1st of January, Mike, $4.02, hit a high earlier this month of $9.40. So and the share price also saw a real push higher from June. It was about $7, went to that $9.40 high. The market capitalization of this business is about $2 billion. Yesterday, though, it was the biggest faller on the NZX, fell 4.12%. So a big fall yesterday, but hugely successful for shareholders in 2020. But there's been a bit going on, Mike, lately. The Hulyich family, they were the largest shareholder. They recently reduced their stake. They sold $120 million worth of shares at $8.60. And yesterday it was announced that board member Justine Smyth was resigning, effective immediately. Now, she also chaired the Audit and Risk Committee. Now, Smyth is the chairperson of Spark. She's also on the board of Auckland Airport. No real explanation given for the resignation other than needing time for other commitments. The thing is, Mike, Smyth only came onto the board last August. She only stood for formal election at the AGM in June. And the thing is, Smyth is a very, very well-respected board member. She brought real credibility to the PushPay board. So, you know, just a few questions starting to arise. Market yesterday, probably shooting first, asking questions later. The CEO is also leaving by March the 31st next year. Now, that's kind of understandable. Bruce Gordon was based in Seattle, and I can understand that wouldn't be particularly easy. But, yeah, a bit of a sequence of events coming amidst. They gave increased guidance at the AGM, as I said, in June, but we're just going to have to keep our eye on what's going on there.
Keep us posted. What are the numbers?
Yeah, the Dow Jones, 26,691, up 20 as we speak, so just in positive territory. The S&P 500, 3244, up 19.64%. The NASDAQ on absolute tear, up almost 2%, 200 points, 10,706. The FTSE 100, 6261, lost 29, about 0.5%. The Nikkei 22717, up 21, just up small. Shanghai Composite, good day yesterday, up 100 points, closing at 3314, 3.11%. The ASX 200 holding just above 6,000, 6,001, lost 0.5% yesterday. The NZX 50 down 31.27%, closing 11,553. On the currencies, Kiwi 0.6569 against the US, 0.9372 Aussie, 0.5744 Euro, 0.5191 pounds, 70.49 yen. Gold, $1,816, all-time high. Brent crude, $43.35.
Have a good one, mate. Appreciate it. Andrew Kelleher and the good guys at jmiwealth.co.nz.